Welcome to the Counterculture segment of the Eastview Students High School Podcast, where every other week we'll discuss relevant cultural topics to encourage high school students in their faith. I'm your host, Zach Thompson, and I hope today's conversation challenges you, encourages you, and equips you in your walk with Christ. Without further ado, let's head into the episode. Welcome back, everybody.
Yo, yo.
Yo, what's up?
What is up? Nice.
It's Zach and Cooper. We're feeling good today.
Yeah.
We got a little pep in our step.
I got a cup of coffee in my hand.
I got a small bottle of water. So
nice.
Yeah, we're doing well. Super glad to have you guys with us again this week. It's our counterculture segment again. And this week we kind of wanted some input from you guys. So we reached out via our social media and just asked, what are some things you'd want to know about? What are some questions you might have about just following Jesus in high school or something we'd like to address? And we got a ton of really good responses.
Yeah, we really did. And I think it kind of helped us understand, like, this could be something that we'll keep doing. Like, mm-hmm. We got so many, especially like some key students like that. They just really just bombarded us with really good questions.
Yeah.
And we can't possibly hit all that.
I know.
And I feel like each question really has an episode in and of itself. Just some great stuff. Really appreciate the insights.
Yeah, you guys gave us some really good ideas just for future podcast episodes. And so we can't possibly cover everything in this one.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, some of those need its own podcast in and of itself. And so there were some really good things on there, like talking to your friends about Jesus, stuff about politics.
Yeah.
Some like controversial issues out there that just wanting a biblical worldview, biblical perspective of it. And so if your question isn't answered or there are just some things that we don't talk about, just be looking ahead to some future podcasts.
Yeah.
Cooper and I are going to get to planning and probably dedicating some episodes to some of those things.
Right.
So just be on the lookout for that. But we just want to kind of talk about some of the questions that came in and kind of just have a conversation. You know, it's a little random, but also I think one of the main things we saw in just these questions that came out was you guys kind of wanted to know about us and kind of our personal journeys with Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably a good question to ask, considering, you know, we're two of the people you hear a lot of and you're listening to. And it's like, oh, maybe you share a little bit about you guys. I know we usually bring on guests to talk about things. So, you know, maybe a good opportunity for Coop and I just to have a conversation about, man, following Jesus, our journeys. And so,
yeah, you can learn a lot from somebody's story.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. So that's one of the things that was asked to us. And I think we may want to start out with.
Yeah.
So Cooper, they asked, what are our testimonies?
What are our testimonies? Yeah, I can go first.
Yeah,
I think,
sure.
So Zach, you and I, we grew up here at Eastview. Something that's really cool is getting to pour back into the ministry that I feel like really just helped me grow. So I've been a Christian my whole life. My dad and my mom have worked in ministry before I was born. So I think my dad had celebrated 25 years of ministry recently. And so for me, I grew up in the church. And I specifically grew up in this church here at Eastview. And I was involved in leadership teams when I was in junior high. I was on the tech team. That was actually the first way I served before I became a worship leader.
The first time was tech team?
Yeah.
So not even like singing.
Not even
like
singing, yeah.
So running sound and lights and all that. That's cool.
So that was me in junior high. I started speaking and eventually I started playing guitar. Gonzo Sugai taught me how to play guitar.
A lot of our students know Gonzo.
Gonzo's the best.
Yeah, he's cool.
And just a lot of that kind of just helped build me and grow me as a Christ follower.
Yeah.
And then I started leading worship in eighth grade and kept doing that my freshman year, and then sophomore year hit and I was growing as a worship leader, growing as a musician. And up until then I felt like my relationship with God was strong. You know, I was reading the Bible, I was serving at church, and I think my sophomore year I just started to fall away. I started doing things, you know, I wasn't, you know, going to parties and I wasn't drinking and I wasn't doing stuff like that. And if, you know, if people in high school do those things, that doesn't mean that they're not, that they're not loved by the Lord, that there's not grace. But for me, I struggle with different things. And I eventually realized like my Bible was accumulating dust and I wasn't being honest. You know, I wasn't being honest with my parents. There were just a lot of things that I kept doing that were pushing me away from Jesus. To the point where I went on a retreat with my dad And we go every year, we go to the Tennessee mountains. And I realized that my prayer life and my behavior and just overall my heart was not trending in the right direction, to the point where I knew that I felt like God was telling me, if you keep going down this path, your life is not going to end up where you want it. It's not going to end up where I want it.
Mm-hmm.
And
how did you get to that point?
Yeah.
Because I know sometimes students are looking, honestly, like maybe even for an audible voice or, mm-hmm. or some sort of wake up call that's like, okay, like something's got to hit me on top of the head to get me serious with faith. And I'm just curious because that isn't always how it works. And so when you talk about how you really felt God showing you this or telling mm-hmm. you this, what do you mean by that?
Yeah. So that's a great question. I read a book. So a book is called Aha. It's by Kyle Eidelman. And for some, so the book stands, it's an acronym, AHA, A-H-A. And the first one is Awakening, okay. I believe. And I felt like it was talking about like awakening to, like being aware of what's happening in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like having a chance on a solitude retreat to sit down and think, where is this way of life going to lead me in the future?
Mm-hmm.
I realized I just was like, I felt like God was saying, you need to come back to me. I didn't hear an audible voice. There wasn't an audible voice. There's just an understanding that the Spirit was working through me. Like it's time. Like it's time for you to turn 180 degrees and come back to me. And it was a journey for sure. Like I did not come back from that trip completely perfect. There was sin in my life that I dealt with for years, but I felt like I was pursuing the Lord in my life again.
Mm.
And I wanted his will. I wanted to serve him. I wanted to praise him. And that has led up through high school. I kept growing and through college. And I just felt like that was a big turning point for mm-hmm. me. So I don't know. Does that make sense? I'm trying to explain that.
No, it does.
Yeah.
So basically you're explaining that sometimes, you know, I'd almost say if we are consistently in our Bible or we are consistently pursuing what God might have for us, that God reveals himself in a number of different ways. It isn't necessarily an audible voice, but maybe it is a feeling. Maybe it is a nudge.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it is a word on a page, you know, stuff like that, that I think if our students in here are wondering like, oh, I don't know what's next for me, or I don't know where God is or what he's calling me to be or to do, that if you are consistently pursuing that question, that God reveals himself in different and unique ways.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think for me too, it was the realization, like my life is nothing without the Lord. Like my life is crap. Yeah. You know, this is not going to go well for me.
Yeah.
If I keep turning away, walking away from the Lord, and I was still serving in the church and I still love Jesus, but I don't know how long that would have lasted mm-hmm. with what I was carrying. So, but yeah, that's kind of my story in a small little bit. Like I could go so much deeper, I think, and I would have to go back and look at that book again. But yeah, what about that's you, it. Zach?
Yeah. Cooper, you and I are pretty similar in our story. So
nice,
we both, you know, grew up with really, really solid families mm-hmm. and man, that is just a blessing
really
from the
is.
Lord to have two parents that are pursuing Jesus really well and demonstrating that really mm-hmm. well.
Yeah.
So I grew up, you know, having always been in the church consistently, Sundays, you know, youth group stuff, all of that. Like I did all of it. Like you could probably categorize me as a church rat. Just like I always wanted to be around the church because it was fun.
Yeah.
It's where all my friends were. And so just kind of growing up, I consistently just wanted to be around church and I loved the idea. Like I just loved being around it. I loved learning more about who Jesus was.
Mm, yeah.
And so I would characterize myself in early childhood as just like the slow growth
mm-hmm.
of just like, as I get older and you know, the brain starts forming and you start understanding deeper concepts that I kind of went along with that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I was baptized around the age of 10.
Okay.
I would say it's because I fully knew about it, but I didn't.
Yeah.
I, I think that's sometimes too what high schoolers may ask, or some of us may ask, when we get to the point where our faith is really becoming mature and we're really understanding these things, that we start asking the question, oh, should I get baptized again? Like, because I didn't fully understand it the first time. And
that's a good question.
Yeah, I think it is a good question. My answer to that is always that baptism, we shouldn't see as this step of when you reach maturity and following Jesus, that that's when you do it. Baptism is that first step towards, you know what? I want this. I want to pursue this. I know I'm not perfect yet. I know I don't know everything about this, but it's a journey. And so I see it as that first step. And so, you know, sometimes, you know, you may think that that is what you need to do in your Christ following journey, is I do need to get baptized again because I really do know, and that's okay. But I also would say and start ask the thing, has this been a journey for you? Because that doesn't mean you necessarily have to get baptized again because, so anyway, that was kind of like me.
Yeah. And it is journey. It is. Yeah.
And also too, I saw everyone else taking, you know, communion, and I'm like, I want snack time too. So, and we had it to where when I was growing up, you couldn't take it unless you had been baptized. So,
okay.
Anyway, yeah. Just jumping into junior high and high school, that is where I really started to, kind of just get opportunities, kind of like you, Cooper. In junior high, I had a great junior high pastor. His name was Joel Craig.
Oh yeah.
And
he's the man.
He is. Yeah. But he was the first person in my life to tell me he thought I would be a pastor one day.
Mm.
And those words kind of spurred me on to a journey of trying to pursue, okay, was this just some crazy guy telling me something that maybe he saw and he doesn't have any idea what he's talking about?
Right.
Or is there some truth behind what he might have said?
Mm-hmm.
And was it not actually what Joel said, but the Holy Spirit speaking through him, saying, Zach, get ready. This is going to be your journey.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like junior high and high school was, again, this consistent growth towards pursuing what God had for my life. And so I was on the leadership team in junior high and in high school. I started getting opportunities like doing communion and offering meditations.
Oh, yeah.
And that's when I started to realize, whoa, like I think I have a gift or an ability to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Like even in like, I do really well in school with speeches and stuff. Like I love giving speeches, which a lot of people don't love doing that, but I loved
that's
it.
That's like some people's worst fear.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So that was a sign. And then I just had people pouring into my life saying, hey Zach, like you're a great speaker, man. Like preaching might be in your future.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, junior high was again, that consistent growth. I did a number of trips that helped grow my faith. And then again, I got into high school, and that's where God really just called on my life that I'm like, I want to do this because I love Jesus and I want other people to know about what Jesus has done for me.
Yeah.
And so that commitment to wanting to be a pastor happened. I'll say like I knew for a while, but that real commitment happened at a CIY. You know, that last night, a lot of students listening may know about it.
Oh, just
when they have you stand and...
It's funny, dude. I mean, it's the same for me.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy.
It is interesting though, because I think sometimes that thing happened and it's like, oh, like, how do you know that was really, was I just standing because I felt like peer pressure to do that or like,
or you just didn't get any sleep. You're just super emotional.
Yeah. Or was I just in the moment and was that really a thing? And so, you know, someone might ask like, how do you know that that was like a full on, how do you know that that was God wanting you to do this? And I share it as this. It felt like disobedience if I didn't stand in that moment.
Yeah.
It really felt like if I don't stand right now, then I am being disobedient to what God has been
doing.
Wow,
yeah.
So that's kind of a different way to maybe understand it, that if you're questioning, what is my calling? What is God calling me to do? Is it full-time ministry? Is it not? Maybe you ask that question, does it feel like disobedience if you're not?
Yeah.
Because then, okay, maybe God is calling you to that. But anyway, I share all that because my story is kind of a slow, gradual pursuit of Jesus with ups and downs, but kind of a steady growth. And sometimes with stories, we look at them and we're like, man, I didn't have that huge break, like huge down in the pit.
Yeah,
moment.
You weren't like at rock bottom.
Yeah, where God just pulled you out and did this miraculous. Like that wasn't my story. And part of me was wondering, like, is this weird?
Is my testimony valid?
Yeah.
Like, is that, you know?
And the thing that was told to me, that was confirmed to me, is that your story is the perfect example of God's steady hand on your life.
That's good, yeah.
He has consistently protected you and moved you towards himself.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, so that in itself is a testimony.
Yeah. And I think the steady hand, you know, like God's steady hand is over all of our students' lives. You know, like they're wrestling with things like insecurity and trying to, you know, follow Jesus every single day. And, you know, like you said, there's some ups and downs that might be more pronounced. Like there might be some students right now that feel like they're in a really tough low, mm-hmm. Whether that's with their relationship with God or whether that's something just personally in their lives that they're wrestling with. And I think just remembering, like my favorite, one of the questions was, what's your favorite Bible verse? And Psalm 23:1 for me is one that I feel like will always be foundational. It's the Lord is my shepherd.
Yeah.
And the second part I think is just really key for me. It's I have all that I need.
So
for students that are wrestling with things like how to deal with stress, how to deal with problems. Like we had a lot of, you know, how to deal with things like even like betrayal and relationships and how to put God at the center. I think remembering that, you know, in the short time that we have on this podcast, if my encouragement would be just remembering that God is a solid rock, that even sometimes relationships, your closest relationships can fall through and fail you. And there's a verse where it says, even if my mother and father abandon me, the Lord will hold me close. That's Psalm 27. And I just think that for our students, just holding on to Jesus, the hope that Jesus gives, the hope that Jesus has, and the hope that we can have in Jesus is just something I think that if we lean into that, that's my way of answering all the questions we got, because I just feel like that's super important, that Jesus is our refuge.
Yeah, and maybe this podcast segment has become just kind of talking about stories, and that each and every one of you listening to this, you have a unique story, and some of you maybe had what you think is really low lows and really high highs, and some of you feel like, man, it's kind of just been this steady kind of journey. Every story just shows how God is present and working.
Yes. Yeah.
And our encouragement for you is to look at your personal story and to ask, okay, where was God in these moments and in these things? Because when you do take time to kind of sit down and reflect on that, you really start to see him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, yeah. Okay.
There's that bridge in Waymaker. It says, even when I don't see it, you're working. Mm. Even when I can't feel it, you're working. Like God is always there. His love for you never changes, and he's always he's your refuge, you know, in times of good and times of bad. So
there you go.
Boom.
Boom.
That's pretty good, I think, okay, we're doing pretty good on time.
Yeah, so. We are. And we'll get to all the other questions. I think Cooper and I will sit down and plan out what's coming next, but be on the lookout for some of those things in the future that you guys asked. We do want to get to this last bit before we dash out of here.
Yeah.
And that is funniest thing that happened to you this week. We still don't have a jingle, Cooper.
Okay, maybe at this point, I have one of my small group boys text me is like, there's no jingle. I'm disappointed. I will find a jingle, and it's playing right now. I hope you guys like it. I'm sure it's kind of cheesy, hopefully. So,
funniest thing that happened to you.
Oh, it's gonna
this
be
week.
Okay, maybe not
just,
that cool.
Maybe I should just sing it, dude.
Yeah, you know, you might be singing at one of our services coming up here. I don't know if that's a spoiler alert, little insider info for people that listen, but. So you and I went on a ski trip.
Yeah, we did.
A couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Or two and a half weeks ago.
It wasn't the funniest thing that happened to you this week. Yeah. It was like 3 weeks ago.
We haven't recorded in a while, though.
Yeah,
Yeah. So I guess I'll go first.
Okay.
So we're skiing. I'd never skied before. I was actually really mad, and I almost quit. Like, I was really thinking about, like, I'm ready.
You could kind of see it on your face, dude. You were just like, I'm trying to put on a brave face right here, but this sucks.
This kind of sucks. And so you actually, like, seriously, you saved my butt. And you, like,
oh, thanks.
You told me to go perpendicular or whatever. That really helped. So then I was able to finish the rest of the day. But there was one time where I just got done with a green, whatever you call it, green hill or green course or whatever.
Bunny hill for you?
Yeah, no, this was no. the...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, the green hill.
Yeah, so we got down at the end, and I'm waiting for some people with one of our friends, Emily. And behind me, there's a fence, but there's probably like a good like little 8-foot, like little drop-off that leads to the fence.
Mm.
And my skis, I keep backing up just to let people go by, and my skis are getting kind of close to the edge of this hill. And and Emily's like, Cooper, make sure you don't fall down there. And I'm thinking, like, I'm not stupid. I'm not going to fall down there. So I keep, you know, chilling. A couple minutes later, I back up again, and I feel myself go, oh, I'm going backwards, and I crash into the fence, and I'm completely, like, I can't move. All these kids are skiing past me like they're a bunch of professionals,
yep.
And I'm just like, I am this is such an idiot. Like, I completely fell and wiped out, and Ratasha posted a picture about it, and, like, so many people thought it was really funny.
So, for those of you listening to this podcast, as this episode is released, we will have this picture posted on our high school page.
Oh, nice.
So just go look at our Instagram.
Yeah, that was me.
There's a picture of your worship pastor, Cooper Smith.
As 5-year-olds ski by me like they've been doing it their whole life, which they probably have. All right, Zach, what about you, man? What's your funny story?
So my funny story also happened on this ski trip. There was lots of laughs.
Yeah,
that
I don't. I'm sure I probably remember this.
Here's an encouragement for you guys listening. When you get older and you're young and you're like a young adult and you got a little freedom and you're not in school anymore, really, go do some fun trips. That's like,
oh yeah,
it's do it with friends. It's great. It's super fun.
You don't have a wife to be at home with. Yeah. You know, that probably sounds kind of bad.
No, you got to enjoy the kind of the freedom.
Yeah.
During that time.
Really, it is. Yeah.
So anyway, group of us, we went and we stayed in an Airbnb after we got done skiing. And this Airbnb had a sauna. It was this... Cooper's
the
flat.
Sauna.
And it's this small wood barrel in the backyard. And it's like this, like...
Really weird.
It's
kind of strange.
Yeah.
And creepy.
You've got to, like, heat the coals in the... in the sauna, and then you've got to, like, pour water on the hot coals,
right?
And it adds the steam to it, so it's like, anyway, we all get in the sauna. I've never been in a sauna before, so we all get in, and I'm like, okay, this isn't too bad so far. And it's like, oh, we haven't, like, added any steam
yet. There's no,
like,
steam,
so
yeah.
They start pouring on the coals, and I don't know why in the world anyone enjoys a sauna.
Oh, sauna. Your first experience was great.
I'm like trying to breathe and I like, you can't. It's like,
it's so hot. I mean, literally, it's probably like 100.
The whole point of a sauna,
degrees.
I guess, is you're supposed to, like, slow down your breathing and really relax.
Yeah, it's like a relaxing.
No, there was nothing relaxing about that.
Essential
sauna.
Oils and.
There's the next part, because as I'm, like, struggling to bring in air to live, all right, and having no fun whatsoever, Cooper decides, hey, let's pour some lavender essential oils onto the coals.
Yeah, it's
He starts with, he's like, let's add 4 drops.
To like a scoop of water.
Yeah, one of our friends there was like, dude, you're like, let's just do two.
Let's do two.
Like, let's chill out.
Yeah.
And with two, I tell you what, I had been tasting lavender for the next week.
Yeah.
Lavender and steam. I wasn't breathing. I'm like, this sucks. I'm done.
Then we got out and it was like 140 degree temperature difference, because it was like freezing. It was literally like 10 degrees.
Okay. So here's a word of advice for you guys. Saunas, hard pass. Maybe not. Maybe if you've never done it before, I wouldn't recommend.
Yeah. Or don't be an idiot and fall backwards down a little hill on your skis.
Now you know.
In front of everybody.
Yep. Know your story. See where God is.
Yeah, and...
don't fall into a fence. Sauna sucks.
Great. Cool. All right, well, you want to wrap us up?
All right, guys. Super good being with you this week. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Again, be on the lookout for more podcasts talking about some of the questions you guys asked. We'll be sure to address those. But for now, we are signing off, and we'll catch you next time.
Boom. Peace.
Well, guys, thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the conversation, I want to invite you to subscribe to the podcast and share it to your social media accounts. To stay up to date, check us out on Instagram at EastviewHSM or join us on Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. for our high school service. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great week.